Pragmatism
is from the Greek word pragma, which means use or action. A thought or action is given importance in pragmatism. Or we can say pragmatism is the philosophy of human action. There are several other names for pragmatism. It's also known as down-to-earth philosophy, cash value philosophy, utilitarian philosophy, worldly-wide philosophy, practical philosophy, experimentalism, consequentialism, etc. So pragmatists lived in a world of facts. They say that whatever is useful is good and whatever good is useful. They also have this ideology that utility is truth and truth utility. Some of the chief exponents of pragmatism includes William James, John Dewey, etc. Pragmatism is also known as the theory of true knowledge. Some of the important principles of pragmatism include the changing nature of truth. They say that truth is not absolute. It always changes. With time, place, and situation, we get different versions of truth. The next point says that it is related to your work or situation, or pragmatism depends on the workability. Pragmatists say that there is no ultimate value. Man is the person who creates his own value. They can change with time and circumstance. Pragmatists believed that their theory is based on utility, or a utilitarian ideology is followed by the pragmatist. Pragmatist always says that true philosophy helps to solve practical problems in life, or it's an explanation of what to do in real life situation. We find that pragmatism gives lot of importance to experimentation. They believed that growth of human personality is because of the interaction with environment. Healthy growth of an individual is heavily dependent on the democratic social order. So they believed that a democratic social order is necessary for an all-round healthy development of the individual. Pragmatism can be seen as a revolt against traditionalism. We must relate and live in the present situation, then only we'll own good personality. Pragmatism is a belief in practical knowledge. They say that philosophy is a product of education. Dewey defines philosophy as we find solution in life through education. There are several forms of pragmatism. Humanist form is there, biological form is there, experimental form is there, and nominalistic form is there. When it comes to some of the characteristics of pragmatism, we see social necessity, it's a continuous process, child is the center of the activity or education system itself, and experience and experiments are the basics of pragmatism. So let's just have a look into what are the basic aims of education when it comes to pragmatism. So the aims of education in pragmatism include creation of new values. There's no fixed aim or goal in education. Everything is based on the interest of the child. Educant must be enabled to develop values for himself or herself. Teacher just needs to assist them. More activity, experiments, and gaining of more experience is given importance in pragmatism. We also must consider a reconstruction of experience in accordance with the situation. Pragmatism aims to provide socially competent, economically efficient, and a well-cultured person. Pragmatism helps a person to make personal and social adjustment. In total, pragmatism aims at the all-round development of a child.